Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, October 30th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Director Daryl Peace. Birthdays, the second President of the United States, John Adams, born on this day in 1735. The Fonz, Henry Winkler, is 68 today. The Fonz gets a physical from a pretty nurse.
Could you move that up a little bit? Over to the left.
This day in history, in 1938, 23-year-old Orson Welles' infamous War of the Worlds radio broadcast that convinced many listeners that Martians were invading New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
On October 30th, 1974, the rumble in the jungle in the African nation of Zaire as Muhammad Ali regains the heavyweight championship against the young George Foreman.
Ali, a sneaky right hand. Another sneaky right hand. This time he works over the shoulder of Foreman.
Number one on the chart, 1966, The Monkees, with their very first release, Last Train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
On the KETR events calendar, the annual Veterans Vigil will be held Wednesday and Thursday, November 6th and 7th at A&M Commerce. The vigil kicks off with a reception on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. in the Rayburn Student Center, followed by the opening ceremony at 10 a.m. This is Wednesday, November 6th. Next, a vigil flame will be lit and continuously burn until it is extinguished at the closing ceremony on Thursday, November 7th at 4:30 p.m. Other activities are planned, including a Veterans Ball Saturday night, November 9th, and information is available on the university website, tamuc.edu. The Veterans Vigil, Wednesday and Thursday, November 6th and 7th at A&M Commerce. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Daryl Peace, the Director of Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Daryl was on with us a couple of days ago about A&M Commerce Homecoming, which is coming up this Saturday, November 2nd, but we wanted to have him back because we really didn't talk about all of the things that are going on as a part of Homecoming, and there's plenty of things going on, so I thought it was worth another few moments here to talk about Homecoming. And one thing we might talk about is the theme this year.
The theme is Our Pride Cannot Be Tamed. It's a circus theme. Essentially, the students are surveyed. They have an option of there's some options that they have, and they actually vote on the theme, and that's how we get it.
Okay, good. And then we might talk about also student involvement in general. Are you seeing more activity involving the students? Are they getting more active in participating in homecoming events?
Yeah, without a doubt. This last year was the first time they did that, but actually the students who the student committee is comprised of students who actually make an application. There's an application they fill out, they go through an interview, and that's how they end up on the homecoming committee. On the other side of it, we're seeing a lot more students participate in the parade, participate in tailgate, participate in all of the events that are spirit driven. So
I want to come back to some of those things you just mentioned in a moment, but if I put myself in your shoes for a minute, I can imagine that if you get students involved
in homecoming activities now, and if you get them more involved in campus activities in general, that they become much more involved as alumni 5, 10, 20 years from
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We were real blessed, and we're in our alumni center. We've been there 5 years. But one of the things that we always said is that we didn't have any visibility on campus. We do now because we have not only a building, but that building is open up for student groups to meet all the time. And you're so right that if they're engaged when they're students, they're a lot more likely to be engaged when they're an alumni.
Now, the Hot Dog and Spirit Rally, which is held every year during homecoming, is today at the Student Center around noontime.
It's an event. It's outdoors. It's hot dogs. It's chili. It's all the makings. It's chips. It's drinks. And we're blessed that we always solicit the help of our Commerce Alumni Chapter. They're the ones who are there to serve the students. It's a pep rally. You'll have the team, the coaches there. And election for homecoming queen starts on Monday. And the homecoming court is announced at the Hot Dog Spirit Rally. So it's a midday pep rally that gets everybody pumped and ready to go for the weekend.
Also, you mentioned tailgating, and we touched on that when we talked before, but that's getting to be more and more of a major thing.
It is.
Prior to football games.
It is. Tailgating, you're right. Historically, tailgating was not something that we did, but now more and more we have people who are, they'll be camped out early in the morning with their grills, they're cooking, they're, you know, we've got bounce houses, we'll have a band. And so it is without a doubt, no pun intended, but our theme is perfect because it's a circus-like atmosphere out there.
Now, there's a big bonfire and pep rally, and that is Friday night?
Friday night.
Where does that take place?
And it typically takes place near the Kane Sports Complex. The bonfire is there. Again, we'll have a stage, we'll have a band, and it's a party.
Mm-hmm. What time of the evening does that begin?
That event actually starts at 9 o'clock on Friday.
And for those who may not be familiar, who are listening, who haven't been to campus for a while, the Kane Sports Complex is west of the campus.
Right. And for all people who remember where Hubble Hall is,
okay,
that's where it is.
Now, you have a golf tournament.
We have a golf tournament on Friday. We typically have two a year, one in June. And this is one that we've done. It's probably one of the oldest events that we've done, but it's an opportunity for guys and ladies to get together, play golf, and raise money for scholarships for students who attend the university.
It takes place Friday?
Friday, and it's at Webb Hill in Wolf City.
Right, which is a beautiful golf course.
Yes.
Yeah. Parade on Saturday morning, and that begins at 10 a.m., is that correct?
Parade starts at 10 a.m. We've got a large number of groups that will be participating. There are students, there are alumni, it's our band, it's our athletic department. We get actually bands from other schools who will be participating in that, but it's a... It's new. It's something, it's well, not new, but it's something we revived mm-hmm. about 7 years ago, and we went about 20 years without a parade, so we're excited that it's growing every year.
And, of course, the big football game against Angelo State on Saturday, November 2nd, kickoff at 2 p.m., and that really should be quite a game, very competitive game.
I think it'll be quite competitive.
We did not pick an easy opponent
for
homecoming.
No, we did not. Yeah, but we're not an easy opponent either.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of excitement about the success of the football team this year.
Exactly.
Good. Darrell Peace, the Director of Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce, homecoming this week. And, of course, the big event, most of the big events taking place Saturday, November 2nd, including the homecoming football game. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this
morning. Thank you so much.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.